And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, spanning all over North Alabama. I'm talking about we are down south of Clanton all the way to north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi thrown in for good measure. Did you just play me some ZZ Top, Boomer? I didn't know that was coming, bro.
I did.
That was my high school. That was like high school for me.
That's
right
some
there.
ZZ Top?
Yeah, ZZ Top Eliminator. That's what that was. That was good stuff. Hey, listen, we're about to do a segment I love. We call it Boomer and the Birdman. Before we do that, though, I got to tell you, I am sure that many of you in this audience, like me, have seen the commercials about water contamination at Camp Lejeune Marine Base in North Carolina. Apparently, it's legit. Like, Congress just passed a law to fund a resource to help pay out damages. And I heard stories that would curl your hair. I wanted to check it out, so I asked two of my attorney friends who were representing Marines and their family members to talk with me about it, and I learned that there's at least 19 different illnesses that have been linked to contaminated water at Camp Lejeune. It's awful. So after meeting with those guys, I'm convinced that if you or any of your family members were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, that's a long span, 33 years, 35 years, 1953 to 1987, Camp Lejeune, you should talk to my friends at the law firm of Riley and Jackson. Now, I've known these folks for quite a while. The lawyers at Riley and Jackson, we've worked together on several cases in my attorney capacity. I think the world of them. They will not charge you anything for the call. You pay them only if you get a recovery. So call them. Here's their phone number. You ready? 205-879-5000. Again, that's 205-879-5000. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And then I got to do this thing. You ready? No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. How about that? Did I do that right? I did that pretty well, didn't I?
Wow.
But now, Riley and Jackson, they are friends of mine, and they do amazing, great, big-scale work. And this is one for you. Camp Lejeune, 1953, 1987. Give them a call. All right. Going to that time that I love, with some dudes that make this show work. So, Boomer and the Birdman. Birdman is doing stuff in the background. The new website is cool, Birdman. We got Boomer on the board every day. So let me just call the roll real quick. Birdman, are you with us?
I sure am.
I'm glad to hear it. Sounding loud and clear. And of course, Boomer, you are still here.
I am and unmuted.
You are unmuted. That is good. All right. Well, that being said, we have a sound effect. Hit it. All right, fellas, you know the deal. We ping questions out there and just see what your thoughts are on different things. And so here's the deal. First question, and I'll start with you, Birdman. So I did my first segment of the show today on the fact that NASA is working to send the Artemis space launch system into space to establish a future manned moon presence. So your thoughts, is this a good use of your tax dollars, or what are your thoughts on the overall?
I'm a big fan of this. From a personal standpoint, I've always been a big fan of NASA making strides in space. I think that has been a big thing for a lot of years. Personally, I love any expansion, especially after the intense, axing NASA got not that long ago.
Yeah.
I love seeing us kind of lead the space race, to throw that old term back out, but I love this personally. I think a lot of people are going to be pretty annoyed about it, but I think the same people who are annoyed about us spending tax dollars on this are the same people who are praising the federal government for paying off their student loans. So I'm not really concerned about that opinion.
All right, well put. Boomer, how about you?
Well, I'm just going to say that as a child growing up wearing space helmets, acting like I was on a space shuttle going up into space, I am absolutely for this. I love it. And exactly what Birdman just said, I mean, come on. Like you said, $93 billion is not cheap. But what is that, a fourth of what they're doing given to the student loan thing? Half? I mean,
exactly.
Come on. I would rather be spending that money, tax dollars, for them going up in space, learning new things, going to the moon. I mean, I'm all about it. I love space adventures.
All right. So so I can sense both of your exuberance here. So then here's the wild card.
Okay.
Given an opportunity, would you take a trip to the moon yourselves. Birdman, you first. What do you think?
Not a chance. No, not a chance. that's for better and braver men than I.
Oh, no kidding. All right. All right. What about you, Boomer?
I would like to say I would. Let me just go on the simulator first and make sure I can get past that part. But, I mean, the extensive what those astronauts go through and then the time, you know, up there, not, I mean, man, they're brave, just like our soldiers and troops going over. I mean, it's amazing what they do.
Yeah, and they're definitely pushing the envelope. I mean, they are getting out there, and there's a very small, what am I trying to say, fraternity, society of people who have been outside the atmosphere, period. Even smaller for those who have touched down on extraterrestrial, ground and walked the moon. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this develops and where it goes. But I'm with you. I believe it's going to have to happen. I mean, there are certainly things about our solar system we want to find out more, not to mention, you know, external to our solar system. And I think this is something that has to happen. Mm. It's part of man pushing the boundaries to see what's out there. It's got to have to happen.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Yes.
All right. Next question. I think I know where you're going to go with this based on some sentiments I just perceived from you both. You first on this one, Boomer. So, all right. Millions of Americans, you know, have now been promised, you know, the deal. They've been promised to have by the Biden administration, they're going to have all their student loans forgiven. Up to 10 or 20,000, depending upon their, you know, their demographics, or for that matter, their income. So, your thoughts on this, and do you approve? And do you think what does your generation even think about it?
Well, I'm going to start with me,
okay,
as I do not approve. And this is also for, like, my sister is involved as well. Like, she would actually benefit from this. Oh, yay. I mean, I love my sister. I would love for her to benefit from it, but do I agree with it? Absolutely not. Only because they're, like you talked about last week, it's, you know, they voluntarily went into this contract getting their loans. Why should we pay for them to get out of it when they knew exactly what they were going into versus, you know, oh, yay, I'm just going to go get something else now instead. Or,
yeah,
you know, or what if they just blew it off during college? You know, some friends of mine a long time ago, you know, they went through all kinds of majors just trying to figure out what they wanted to do and blew a lot of their student loan money off on other things. So I don't agree with it, I mean, at all. I mean, I feel for some of those people that need to get money, but that's what grants and, you know, they can find money other ways.
Yeah, or do something else in life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you there, Birdman?
I could talk for well over an hour about this subject, but here's my short opinion on this. We sit here and we have these conversations and complain about the victim mentality that has kind of overrun our society and more so our culture. And then the federal government goes and does stuff like this.
Yeah.
The amount of videos and all sorts of stuff that I've seen on social media in the last week or two about this and about people who just support this and their reasoning is frankly obnoxious.
Yeah.
And it blows my mind that we're in a position where we're actually having to have this conversation and that we're having to defend our side of thinking that, hey, we don't blatantly need swollen handouts. I think this is insanity.
Swollen? Did you say swollen handouts?
Yes. It's just bloated. The amount of handouts that is coming out of this administration on multiple levels, we saw it, you know, on numerous occasions. It's obscene. And there's no wonder that we're breeding this mentality that we deserve something that we didn't earn.
I feel like it's like the ultimate participation trophy.
Exactly, 100%. That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
What you got?
I got
there,
this picture right here for everybody that's watching. I got this picture. I'm just going to show you. This is how much I care about paying for your student loans. It's an empty notepad. It says reasons why I should be held responsible for your loans. No reasons.
Big empty notepad. All right, I see it. Well, and I tell you too, what's amazing to me, and I've had some trolls on social media that are out there like all about, oh, Williams, and he's upset about, you know, PPP loans. No, he's not upset about PPP loans. Well, there's a whole different realm of existence there. First of all, the PPP loans, the payroll forgiveness, that was approved by Congress. It had a congressional stipulation that if you could maintain your workforce through the pandemic shutdowns, that you may be able to then apply to have it forgiven. So totally different than Biden stepping in with executive authority never given to him by Congress to just wipe out student loans. Oh, by the way, which is discriminatory if you get down to it against those who already paid off their loans and those who will get their loans later. I mean, is it
completely like we just saw that video of the gentleman that, you know, worked, you know, maybe two or three jobs and then just paid his daughter's college off. Am I going to get it back?
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Tell you what, let's see if we can get this one in before we go to the break. So, for the last 2 weeks, I have placed myself at great risk by allowing y'all to ask me a question. So I guess we're starting with Birdman first this time. Birdman, you got a question for me? Did we lose Birdman?
No, I just didn't click unmute. Hey,
you and Dale so, Jackson have a muting issue.
I'm bad about it. Sorry. So here's what I got for you. So have you heard about what's going on in the UK about the compensation payment for the vaccine damage?
No.
So apparently somebody was awarded £120,000 because of some claim they put in to the board. It's the vaccine damage payment scheme. This is getting real popular as of recently. Do you think with the way our administration has been with this vaccine and how they've shoved it down our throats, do you think that this is something that could actually happen here in the U.S. or is this going to be hidden in the news and overblown and pushed to the side? What are your thoughts on
that?
I'm kind of hitting you from the side.
Yeah. So yes, you are. But so to make sure I'm clear, you're saying that the government itself has set aside a fund to help pay for people who have vaccine damages. What you're saying?
From what I've been reading, that seems to be the case. Huh. There's a lot happening here, but from what I'm reading,
I think we're a long way away from that happening in the United States. It will take years of work. I mean, what we're seeing right now with this Camp Lejeune thing, I mean, it's like a total segue off that commercial I did a minute ago. The Camp Lejeune thing is an admission of something having happened by the U.S. government, but many, many years later. The Agent Orange is the same thing. Agent Orange from Vietnam,
right.
Which is what, you know, actually ultimately killed my father. Agent Orange, it took many, many years of work and lots of testing and other things to prove that Agent Orange was, in fact, deadly and caused huge health issues before the government would ever do anything about it. So I think we're a long ways away from that happening, but I am not going to be a bit surprised to find out that there's an entire generation of people who wind up having health issues that no generation before or after them are ever going to have to deal with. And we're gonna find that being compensable at some point in the future. But I don't think we're going to be there for a long time. It's going to be 20 years, in my opinion. And right now, I think it's also a pride thing. They can't even, the government can't even admit to anything because they've still got people like, you know, 60,000 National Guardsmen who are losing their part-time military careers. Because, you know, the government doesn't want to let go of this ridiculous vaccine mandate. So they're not going to pay for something they're still mandating.
Yeah.
There's my off-the-cuff thoughts. All right. Boomer, do we take your question now or after the break? What do you think?
Oh, we can take it after the break. It's all good.
All right. Let's take the break right now. We'll come back. Boomer gets to ask me the question when we get back from the break. And then we'll have the part we always end with, stupidest story of the week. We're on with Boomer and the Birdman, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, spanning all over North Alabama. All y'all in North Alabama got some Right Side Radio going on. So we're back with Boomer and the Birdman. So I think the next thing was Boomer, you asking me a question. I don't know what's coming, so
Have
at it.
Here we go. All right, so with this nuclear plant in Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... What?
I don't know. Next question.
You know, because it's on, you know, it's in serious, I don't know, I don't want to say turmoil. They say it's all good there at the nuclear plant right now, but they're sending people out to go check it out right now. But, you know, there's been, you know, shots fired close to it. What happens if this plant melts down, not only to Ukraine, but like a world? Like,
yeah, so a lot of folks don't realize, I mean, I'm going off the cuff.
It's
a big, hairy deal. And this is, by the way, this is not, this is, this is one of the largest nuclear power plants in Europe, all of Europe, if I'm not mistaken. Six reactors? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, what's the name of the plant? Do you recall, by the way?
I know the name. I just can't say it very well. It is
Zaporizhia.
Yeah, Zaporizhia.
Zaporizhia power, nuclear power plant. So, a lot of folks don't realize Chernobyl is in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And the far-reaching implications of what happened in Chernobyl, the radioactive cloud from Chernobyl made it all the way across Europe and you know, into like Great Britain and other areas. Chernobyl destroyed an entire section of Ukraine, which is just now coming back to life in some places.
Mm-hmm.
It had economic impacts that were far-reaching. It, you know, it had devastating effects upon local plant life, you know, animal life, people life. A lot of folks died. And I don't think we'll ever truly know all the ramifications of what happened to Chernobyl. If this happens again, Russia knows what it's doing. This is the day, by the way, this is the day and age in which we have guided munitions and we have targeted, even over the horizon, targeted munitions. I mean, like an artillery shell, you can lob an artillery shell, you know, miles and miles and miles where you can't see the target.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how to get it hit where you want it to hit. And the idea that they're, oh, we didn't mean to hit, you know, the grounds around the nuclear power plant. Yes, you did. There's no way around it. You just did. Either that or you got some stupid people, you know, pulling the lanyard on that artillery piece. I mean, some actual untrained, ridiculous jackleg individuals launching munitions towards a nuclear power plant. So to answer your question, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that it ain't good, and it needs to. And they need to back off and recognize that Russia will not benefit from a nuclear power plant meltdown.
Right.
I mean, to what extent? I mean, and by the way, that one, if I'm not mistaken, is like in southeastern portion of the country.
Yes.
So it's close to the Crimean Peninsula, the Black Sea. It's close to the Donetsk and Luhansk regions of the Donbass.
Mm-hmm.
So it's close to all the Russian regions too. So they're more than shooting themselves in the foot if they cause this thing to melt down.
Yeah.
All right. Before we run out of time, let me go to stupidest story of the week, and we're back to Birdman. All right, you guys always find stuff that I did not see. As much time as I spend surfing for resourcing the show, but give it to me straight, Birdman. Stupidest story of the week.
All right. Well, you asked for it. So, so of course, New York. It's either California or New York when it comes to me. So they have done the smart thing, and they have made it where, unless you're older than 21 or older, you are not allowed to buy cans of whipped cream.
Cans of whipped cream?
Cans of whipped cream. Might get high off of it. This is the same.
Are you
kidding
me?
No. The same state that authorized the supervised consumption sites for illegal drugs is cracking down on the little cans of nitrous that they have that propels the cream out of the cans.
They've got,
because some kids are getting high off of it.
Needle exchange programs in California. They're helping people do drugs, but you can't buy whipped cream?
Yep. You're hearing that right.
Well, wow. So huffing whipped cream is a thing?
It's apparently more for the little canister of nitrous oxide in it. But, yeah. I mean, it's literally laughing gas.
Okay, I don't have words for that. Boomer, can you top that?
I don't know if I can top it. I did something similar to this. In Oregon, someone tried to flee the scene in an excavator.
A backhoe kind of thing? Like,
yeah. He was, they were looking for him because he was in whatever. Like, they were looking for him for, you know, stealing cars, and he decided to flee on an excavator, and they were walking behind him. And then they finally just said, just stop, and they got him.
But you know what? They can't do the pit maneuver with that one.
No, I mean,
you can't bump him out of the way with your biggest police SUV. Good job, guys. As always, Boomer and the Birdman. All right, folks, we're taking the top of the hour break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.